to the book of James, chapter 4. James is the apostle that will absolutely, God used him to refute worldly Christianity, living a life of, sin, because we're saved by grace. Let grace abound. Paul gave that argument, or testimony rather, by the power of the Holy Spirit. But now James, he really expounded upon our faith and let the believers know faith without works is dead, being alone. We're saved by faith, by grace through faith, not of works. But that faith without works is dead, being alone. If it does not produce, then it's not real faith. That's what he's talking about. It's not real Bible faith. I want us to just read a couple of verses here. And verse number 5, look what he said. Do you think that the Scripture saith in vain, the Spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy, but he giveth more grace? Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Speak not evil one of another. Brethren, he that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother speaketh evil of the law, and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judgest another? I want us to look tonight, or just begin to look at personal responsibility. Personal responsibility. Personal Christian responsibility. God, in his word, absolutely has made it clear that he is the only one that can save us. Our salvation is not of ourselves, Brother Ronnie. There's not one thing that you and I can do to save ourselves. There's not one thing that we can do to wash sin away. It's his blood that washes sin away. You and I are saved completely by his grace. And our sins are paid for by Jesus Christ on the cross. By his blood. Because without the shedding of blood, we know there is no forgiveness of sin. It is him that forgives us, that washes our sins away. Can be no argument concerning our salvation that it is outside of anything less
than the Lord's hands. Salvation is of the Lord. It's His design. He bought it, paid for it, gives it freely to us by His grace, if we'll accept it. Now, after that you and I are saved, it's important for you and I to note this, that God then gives you and me the responsibility to begin a cleansing, to begin a washing, to getting rid of sin in our life. Things that weigh our flesh, things that are not good for the Christian, things that God will put His finger on. Some things that God just point blank says, thou shalt not. And then there are things that God deals with us on a personal level. It's not in black and white, but God deals with us. You say, Brother Mark, can you prove this? Well, look what the Bible said. I mean, in verse number 6, God's talking about He giveth more grace. Thank God that God gives us grace. I can't do a thing without His grace. I need His grace to help. Verse 5, His Spirit dwelling in us lusteth to envy. He wants to have all of us. And He don't want to share it with sin. Are you listening to me? He lusteth to envy. But and God giveth grace, and God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Now look what God said. Submit yourselves. He doesn't make us submit. We have to learn to submit. We have to choose to submit. God wasn't going to force me to cut my hair when I first got saved. But I know what He said in His Word. And God said, this is something you've got to deal with, son. And it was up to me to go to the barber shop. Are you listening? I could have stood on the mountain all day long and said, God, You do the cut. Now, I might have been asking for a lightning bolt. But God wasn't going to come down in angel form just to cut my hair. He left that to me. And so you and I need to learn to submit ourselves. We submit ourselves to Him, to the Spirit of God that lusteth to envy. He that is inside of us teaching us. And using God's grace to teach us. Look what He said. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil. You resist him. And he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God. That's you draw nigh. And then he will draw nigh to you. Look what he said. Cleanse your hands and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Did I read that right? Cleanse your hands. Purify your hearts. Now what does that mean? Now listen, respectfully, in our salvation, we have been forgiven of our sin. Our sins were washed away and gone, paid for. But then we have these things in the flesh, these sins. And God said, you wash it. Your hands get dirty, you wash them. It's up to you and I. It's our personal responsibility to submit to God. And when God said, this is a sin, when we get it on our hands, to wash it off. Get it washed. Purify your heart. Now that's a deeper cleansing. I mean, you're talking about getting things out of our heart that are in there. Those are things that are much closer to us. Purify your heart. I mean, those things that, we'll wrestle with God over. Purify your heart. Get it out of your heart. It's up to you. And how do we do that? Well, we've got to submit ourselves to God. We have to humble ourselves. We have to resist the devil. Resist his temptation. We must, if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father, the Bible said. If we confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sin. So that's how you and I wash, in sincere humility and repentance. We wash our hands and we purify our hearts. We have a personal responsibility. God put that in our hand. A lot of people see verses like this. If they misunderstand Scripture, they're going to think that we have to do these works to maintain our salvation, and that's not so. We're not maintaining our salvation. We're maintaining fellowship. We're maintaining fellowship with God by submitting to Him and resisting the devil, by washing our hands, getting that gojo out, Brother Speed, and really scrubbing them stubborn stains. Amen? I mean, you sometimes it's real work to get something clean off. Amen? But get it clean before you and God. Make sure you get it clean before you and God. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. There's the recipe for repentance. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning. You see, we can't laugh over these things. A lot of people, I messed up. No, I ought to cry over that a little bit. It put Christ on the cross. Humble yourselves. Speak not evil. See, these are commands to us. And speak not evil one of another is just as much a command that I have to hold my tongue as I have to cleanse your hands. It's the same. God is commanding me. God is commanding you. This is on you to do this. You understand? As a child of God, a lot of people don't realize that God does this wondrous miracle of saving grace and cleansing. And then we think there's nothing that we have to do afterward. The Christian life, listen, until you leave here, you're going to be constantly washing your hands. Purifying your heart. Getting these things out of our lives. Listen, the Bible tells us over in the book of Ephesians, here's what he said. In Ephesians chapter number 4, verse 22, that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man true. You see, the command is to us. Quit lying. Stop lying. Get that tongue clean. Cleanse your hands. Speak every man the truth with his neighbor. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down on your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Boy, that verse right there would save us from a lot of things. Don't give place to the devil. I mean, that's good. If a person had problems with alcohol before God saved him, one way to not give place to the devil is don't even pull into an ABC parking lot. Don't give place. That means you're not even giving him a chance to start asking questions. Are you listening? Don't give place to the devil. I mean, when you turn that TV on, you know that one channel is pretty corrupt. Don't go near that channel. Amen. You know. Stay away from that area. You know, listen, I'm telling you things that don't give place to the devil. There's certain things that you know that it will affect you. Then stay away from those things that lead you to that. That will lead you to that. Let him that stole steal no more. Rather let him labor, working with his with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good for the use of edifying. Verse 30, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed to the day of redemption. We're sealed by Him. That was the work of God to seal us. Amen. It's our job not to grieve Him.
Amen.
Don't grieve Him. Personal responsibility. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away with all malice. Be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. You do these things. You do these things. Chapter 5, be ye therefore followers of God. You follow God and walk in love as Christ hath loved us. You follow God and walk in love. Personal responsibility, personal cleansing. Verse 11, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. These things that God constantly tells us, it is up to you to cleanse yourself. I was thinking today, you have all these words like godliness, and then you've got holiness. Are they the same? Similar, but not the same. Godliness means for you and I to be godlike. Our character to be God-like. Holiness has more to do with us living a life of sinlessness. It is being driven to a life of purity. Holiness. You see, there's a difference in godliness and holiness. To stop smoking wouldn't be as much godly, because God never smoked and never stopped smoking. But that would be under holiness. To live holy. Holiness. One, godliness is affects more our spiritual man. And the holiness affects more our natural man, the one that we're washing his hands. Are you listening to me? That's what holiness does. And then there's our personal sanctification, which means you and I have separated ourselves from some things. And there is our personal sanctification, where we have separated ourselves not only from some things, but we have separated ourselves completely unto God. I am God's and no one else's. My ears belong to God and His Word. They don't belong to the country western stars and the rock and roll stars. My eyes belong to God. They don't belong to the lust of the flesh. So, he tells us that we are the temple of God. We're the temple of God in Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter number 4. Verse 16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. We become a holy temple for God to dwell in. See, the Spirit is lusting to envy. This is His temple. He does not want to share it with idols. Be holy as I am holy. The command is to us to self-manage our daily cleansing. Through prayer, through God's Word, coming before the Lord, submitting ourselves to the Lord, keeping our hearts and our minds set on things above, not on the things of the earth. And so God put that in our hands. We can't just, you know, surely, I mean, if we're saved, we cannot go through life using the excuse, you know, that, you know, I'm just a man. God knows what we're made out of. Listen, there's a saved man on the inside of here. I'm not this thing anymore. Are you listening? You ain't either. There's a saved man washed in there. The Spirit of God is dwelling in there. You've got God's grace guiding and teaching you. The Holy Spirit uses that. Listen, God has made every one of us a new creature. And He has given us power to become the sons of God. Power to become the sons of God. You and I, God gives us the ability by the power of the Holy Spirit to walk in exactly the way God has asked us to walk. And when we are struggling, He is there to help. Amen? He's a very present help. He'll not let us be tempted above that you're able. He'll make a way of escape for it. That's what He said. Listen, God will help me and you get to the spiritual wash pot and scrub and wash. But we've got to desire that. We've got to want to. The problem with us is that we're having way too good of a time with it. And I don't want to get rid of it. My hands are dirty. God commanded me. Cleanse your hands. I mean, I want to know what it is. I want to know what it is. To be able to say, when I get ready to leave this world, I was able to walk with the Lord my time on earth. Remember that about Ephesians 4. Remember that in 2 Corinthians 7, verse 1. Look what he said. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves. 2 Corinthians 7, 1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. What about that? Cleanse ourselves. Let us cleanse ourselves. God said, you do it. I've saved you. I've washed you. I've paid for your sin. Now you keep clean. You clean it. You confess it. You wash it off. You get rid of it. You lay it down. Let us lay aside every weight. Us, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that does easily beset us, that will not run with patience the race that is set before us. God's saying, I've got a race for you. Lay that stuff aside. Ain't going to make us. He said, you lay it aside so that you can run the race. You wash it so that you can enjoy being filled with the Holy Spirit. So that the Holy Spirit can have all of you. Boy, when He's got all of us, I promise you there ain't nothing in this world that we'd ever trade to have that taken away. Not that it would be taken away, you know what I'm saying, to have that hindered. The joy and the peace of the Lord that is overwhelming, that is so abounding, His grace. I mean, that God fills our cup, there's nothing like it. There's no experience in the world. And so God tells us, listen, if we walk around defeated, it's because we refuse to wash it. These things we refused to deal with. I refused to bring them to the Lord and ask for grace to help cleanse it, to help get it out. Purify your heart. Those things come, listen, just through simple drawing nigh, obedience to God, submission to Him, and resisting the devil. It's on our end. It's on our end. If we'll just submit in every way to the Lord, we can lay these things aside. and it will. We might run the aisles again, Brother Danny. Amen. I want you to stand. I'm done.